Welcome to Next Level You on KFOR FM 103.3 1240 AM. We're glad we are part of your Saturday and on the show today to delve a little bit deeper into the vast array of services at Alevation Health is Nate Bird. Nate is the Chief Information Officer. Thanks for taking time, Nate, to come in, talk more about Alevation Health.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Introduce yourself to the listeners as a team member of Alevation.
Been with Alevation for a little under 3.5 years now, part of the leadership team. I think you've talked to a couple of our colleagues there on that team. My job primarily, wear a lot of different hats there, but the primary focus is the technology program. And so I'm in charge of everything that encompasses on a daily basis and delivering the strategy over the course of, you know, each year as we dive into that.
Your time there, you have seen growth from the behavioral mental health side of things into what Alevation is today.
Correct, yeah. When I started there, we were specifically a behavioral health focused and researched focused organization. And since then, in that short time, we've brought on a primary care team, we've brought on a pharmacy, and then a neurology team. And we continue to look at different opportunities to expand that umbrella of what we can offer our patients. But it's been exciting and it's been a fun ride and in a short amount of time to grow that team to what it is. We feel like we really have a good pairing of services to offer our patients.
More about your skill set. And again, I go to the Alevation website, alevationhealth.com. A unique blend of business and technical experience. So talk about your feet in both of those worlds and how
Sure.
it works for Alevation.
Yeah, so just a quick touch on my background. I've been in the IT vertical for about 17 years now, and I've been fortunate to have a lot of great experiences throughout that, starting off in the engineering arena and then working for small private company, large enterprise company, into the managed service arena, so IT consulting. And when you're in IT consulting, you get to step foot in a lot of businesses. And usually it starts off, hey, we have technical challenges. How do we meet those? You know, let's put in new computers and servers and security. What that quickly grows into is you become part of the business team. And so companies will come to us and say, you know, at those times and say, Nate, you know, we have these business challenges. Help us solve those with technology. And so very early on and throughout the progression to take me where I am today, I've been just blessed and fortunate to meet a lot of great people and a lot of great businesses that have allowed me to learn how to adapt and implement technology to meet those business goals. And it's kind of a, I think in the technology sector, it's a little bit of a unique skill set. So it allows me to come into our executive meetings, and when Dr. Duffy talks about future lines of services that he wants to deliver, there's almost always a technology component to that. And so when we sit down and have those roundtable sessions, I feel like it's easy for me to connect a technology, a piece, whatever it is that we need to deliver to a business goal and be able to relate that. Dr. Duffy is extremely good as a clinician, as a chief medical officer. He doesn't want to sit down with his executive team and figure out some of the workflows and business decisions and technologies. And in my wheelhouse, that's my job to connect those, whatever technology solution we bring to the table, to meet his clinical business objective. So again, a unique, I think, background gives me the ability to listen, adapt, and understand to the business goal that Trevor and Dr. Duffy want to create. And then we go back to the drawing board and find the technical solution to meet that.
Potential patients are hearing us in this conversation, Nate. So relate to the patient examples of technologies that benefit them.
Sure, yeah. So the most obvious is our EHR system. And any good medical organization will have an electronic health record system. And that's the core of everything we do. That houses all of the patient's information, the clinical information, the demographic information. That allows all of our different teams to work from the same playbook. That's probably the easiest way to think of it. So, Dale, if you're a patient and you come into our office and you say, gosh, Nate, I need to see a provider. I have a cough. You can come into our clinic. We put you into our system. The provider sees you for the cough. You're off to the races. Go about your work week. Maybe the next week you have a challenge or a problem that you think is deeper than that, and you want to come back and talk to us about maybe a challenge that might be neurology related. We can point you in the direction of our neurology team. And again, all of that information that encompasses who is Dale and clinically past medical history wise, what's been done or what have you seen and experienced, it's all in that one system. So it allows all of our teams to be able to collaborate together. And that's really the key to that integration with the different services, is how can we all have access to Dale's information in a secure environment, but yet clinically make us all much more efficient to take care of the patient.
Gosh, Nate, I just flashed back to the years where there were manila folders alphabetically set in these vast shelves and these racks.
Previous to EHR, to electronic health records, yep. And it's interesting you say that. During my consulting time, we moved a lot of companies over to electronic health records, and I remember, same thing, rows and rows and rows and rooms of these. And now it's as simple as what used to be maybe a 80-foot long row of cabinets with patient charts in them is now at your fingertips, and we can search those extremely quickly. So yeah, it's fun to see the growth.
Knowing Dr. Duffy the way I do, I know he would roll in to see a patient, and he would have his laptop with him, open, wide open, on the tray, sit down and converse with the patient.
Yep.
And taking notes at the same time. I mean, he brings technology into it from the minute he knocks on the door and comes in to relate to the patient.
Yeah, we have technology computers in each of the exam rooms he goes into, so he just pops into those and focuses on the patient experience, conversing with them, talking through them, with them about the clinical objectives and challenges they have. And then we really, especially for Dr. Duffy and the rest of the providers, we really try to make technology work for them. It's definitely a challenge, but again, we try to take those challenges on one at a time and figure out how to make the workflow for Dr. Duffy as simple as possible. And that's, I want to make sure we insert something here that's very critical. Technology is a piece of it, but our staff, our team, the people is the other key to that. No matter how much technology we put in there, it still takes a great team to drive that technology and be able to create the workflows to help him deliver great patient care and the rest of our providers.
It requires a skill set. That very first person when you walk in to Alivation requires a pretty savvy person to be able to know a little bit about behavioral health, primary care, pharmacy research, to know where to then
direct
the patient.
Correct.
Yes, direct traffic.
Yep. Yeah, and we have a phenomenal, we call them our patient experience team, and it's our front desk folks. The first experience you walk into the building, you meet these individuals, and they're phenomenal. And they have smiles on their face. They know a good amount about the services that we have, and they do just that. When you come in, they direct traffic. A lot of people come in, you know, when you usually go to a doctor's office, you're usually not running into the office with a skip in your step. You're going there because you don't feel good, or you're challenged, or there's an issue. And so I think with that, we would all agree that team does a great job relating to the patient in their current state, and trying to relax them and help them understand that we're here for them, and we'll do whatever we can to make their day and their life better when they leave the clinic.
I'm guessing there are similarities between the behavioral health, primary care, pharmacy, and research in terms of technology. But is there one of the four facets of Alivation that you find the most rewarding or challenging from a technology standpoint?
You know, I think from the integration side, where we have all those different services, I think the challenge is just that. It's keeping the data flowing between all of the different specialties for as much as we can real-time access. Again, Dale, if you're a patient, you come into the primary care folks and you have an issue, they may address it there, but there may be an immediate need that they see in that visit. And they may say, Dale, let's get you right over to our neurologist, or let's get you to our behavioral health folks, or maybe you should talk to one of our pharmacists. And so again, taking the information that you have in that visit and making it immediately available to one of the other teams. So when you walk to maybe from our garden level to our first floor to visit a different group, from primary care to behavioral health, we want to, as much as we can, populate that information to that provider. So when you walk into the room, maybe 15, 20 minutes later, that provider knows about the conversation you just had with a different provider on a different team. And I think that's the biggest challenge, just making that data always available and always secure.
I get secure. That was where I was going next, security. The patient walks in and basically reveals their life to you and the people at Alivation. So how do you make sure that it stays there, the security?
Yeah, it's a great question. In healthcare, again, any institution that focuses on healthcare has to focus on HIPAA compliance. Patient health information is so critical and so important to protect. And my team's job, that's one of our main focuses year over year, is what security can we put in place to protect that data? What security can we put in place to monitor the data at rest and movement, et cetera? And so the short version is any system from a technology standpoint that we bring on board to use, we make sure it meets core requirements of HIPAA compliance and other internal security protocols that we follow, so that we're never bringing something into our environment that's unhealthy for our patients. We don't want to ever end up, I always say this to my team, and I think a lot of folks can relate to it, the worst thing that could happen to us is be on the front page of the newspaper for a breach, a data breach. And so everything we do is, as we evolve and bring on new technology and adjust and tweak the technology we have, it's important for us to make sure that compliance and very intense levels of security are always there.
If we have intrigued you with this conversation with Nate Bird, the Chief Information Officer of Alevation, a couple of things you can do. Go to the website, alevationhealth.com, and there you will find podcasts, previous conversations, Dr. Duffy several times. We've had Matt Duffy in a couple of times. This conversation will be on podcast here very shortly. So that's a way to more deeply integrate a person's trust into the Alevation service. So location, Nate, if you would.
Yeah, so we are 8550 Cut Hills Circle.
And that is where?
Yeah.
Because you get asked that all the time.
It's the best question. If you're familiar with the 84th and Old Cheney area, Fireworks is located over there. Dunkin' Donuts is located over there. We're just south of Fireworks and just east of Dunkin' Donuts, kind of up on the hill, big stone building. You'll see a bright Alevation logo on the building. Yeah, that's where we are.
Nate, hope to have you back. We just touched briefly on what you bring to Alevation Health, so hopefully we can have you back.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nate Bird, the Chief Information Officer for Alevation Health. Every Saturday, we're here talking about the high level of skill provided by Alevation on Next Level U. Thanks for joining us on KFOR.